How dysfunctional is your family? I know that when I was growing up, I always saw my sister and mom fighting like crazy. I remember seeing that perfect family on television that we were supposed to idolize, and I remember thinking, why can't we look like that? My dad is a pilot and is usually gone for 2 or 3 days at a time. He certainly put the bread on the table, gave me an amazing childhood, and is still providing for me through college. It is something I thank God for every day. But sometimes when I look back, I wonder how things might have been different if he had a normal job, where he went to work at 9 and came home at 5. My mom was always the head of the household, even when Dad was home. I remember that stereotypical family, where the dad would come home from work and the kids would rush to greet him, and there would be a home-cooked meal waiting on the table. But what no one ever explained was how unattainable it really was. What is a family without any arguments or battle royales? Functionality? Does anyone really think that a family can work like a well-oiled machine? No way, that's impossible. Yet we all try. It's the fights and the laughs and the tears that are all part of what makes a family a family. It proves that no matter what happens, a family can make it through it. Everyone's family is different, has a different history, a different story, and drums to a different beat. How do people decide who they want to become? Parental influence, perhaps. The argument of nature versus nurture has been around for quite some time. What happens when people lose their parents at a young age and have to raise themselves? What happens when the parents are there, but are alcoholics, drug addicts, or just don't care what happened to their children? In some cases, an older sibling is left to raise a younger sibling, and sometimes children can be raised by grandparents. What is it that makes us who we are? Eventually, everyone grows older and wiser and develops their own beliefs. All families go through ups and downs. The stages of childhood can often put great strain on a family and cause it to face a series of difficult challenges. When children hit their teenage years and start to think they know everything, it can cause some serious tension on a family, like arguments and even fistfights. But luckily, my parents were able to stay afloat through 3 teenagers. I honestly have no idea how they did it. Back in the 1980s, there was a television show, Roseanne. It was a sitcom detailing the life of a family in Illinois. Roseanne was one of the first television sitcoms that portrayed an average blue-collar American family with both parents working. John Goodman and Roseanne Barr were parents who worked endless deadbeat jobs just trying to support their family. Roseanne was a great example of all the things that go on in an average blue-collar American family, and for 9 seasons, it tackled many taboo subjects that come up in many typical households, such as poverty, menstruation, sex, drug abuse, obesity, and domestic violence. The sitcom drew in nearly 22 million viewers. I had a chance to call my mom and talk to her and my little sister about our family and see what they thought about the idealistic, perfect family.
Do you think our family is an example of a perfect family?
No. Wouldn't want it to be.
How come?
Well, in some ways it is a perfect family. With everything that is good and is bad, it wouldn't be a family without any and everything that's happened. That teaches us what we want to do in the future, what we want not do in the future, and how we want to change things. So I guess in some ways, yeah, we are a perfect family. Because you got to have the bad with the good to know when, you know, what makes it good. I mean, it would be very boring if everything was just kind of, you know, status quo and mundane. And, I mean, I could take, you know, some of the stuff that we have gone through, I could do without.
What, in your mind, is a perfect family?
A perfect family is everyone accepting of each other's differences and loving them because of them.
So then what do you think about dysfunctional families?
Well, that's us. We put the dysfunction in fam and dysfunctional. And we put the fun in dysfunction. That's for sure.
Maybe you should learn the phrase before you try and use it, Mom.
I know.
We put the dysfunction in dis... dysfunction.
Yeah, well, we do put the we are definitely the dysfunctional family.
This is what my sister had to say on dysfunctional families.
Do you think our family is an example of a perfect family?
I don't think anybody in this world is considered perfect because no one's perfect, but I mean, like, do I think out of the world, I feel like we are probably the best example of, like, a well-loved and well-rounded family. I think that we love each other, and we all really love each other, and that's what makes our family work. Do I think we're perfect? No, because I don't think anyone's perfect. But, I mean, everyone has their problems.
How do you want your family dynamics to look?
Similar to ours, and just where we love each other all, and we all can talk really about anything and make fun of each other and just joke around and have fun most of the time and be happy. Not have any, like, hidden secrets from anyone.
In my mind, cracking jokes and playing pranks on your family members is part of showing them that you care. I remember one Easter when my mom put a hermit crab in one of my Easter eggs. Now, keep in mind, I was petrified of hermit crabs at the time, so I freaked out. And my mom, dad, grandparents, and siblings were all cracking up. But in time, I paid at least one of them back. I put those loud poppers you get for the 4th of July under the toilet seat when I knew my mom was gonna go in there. And she came out screaming. It was probably one of the greatest pranks I've ever played on anyone. When I was growing up, I was taught to respect everyone. My parents, my peers, my superiors, and most importantly, myself. Now, I'm definitely not saying that my family is perfect, because God knows it's far from it. The most important thing I think anyone can get from a family is a sense of love and caring, knowing that someone will always be there to help you through the tough times and guide you in the right direction. And remember, as the song goes, we are the people our parents warned us about. For V89 News and Vox Populi, this is Turner Coles. I was